Hey, really quick before we get started, please remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. And feel free to check me out on my website, rhitch.com, for some more information. Now, everything said in this episode is for informational purposes alone and should not be relied upon as a basis for any investment decisions or financial planning recommendations. All statements regarding companies made are strictly beliefs and points of view of myself. And they're not a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security. Myself or any guests on this podcast may or may not maintain positions held in securities that we discuss. All right, welcome back to the Financial Breakaway Podcast, your clear path to retirement. I'm Ryan Hitchcock, your host, and I'm a financial planner with High Point Capital Group out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I work with clients all over the country. So it's my goal of this podcast to empower individuals like yourself who are listening to make more confident decisions for a secure retirement. What I often see in my practice is that, you know, someone or a married couple, they'll come into my, you know, my office, and the story will be something similar to this. They'll say, you know, hey, we've put our heads down. We've worked a long career. We've saved, we've invested, you know, diligently over the, you know, this long career, and we're getting closer to retirement, and we're finally picking up our heads to take a look around, see what our situation is for possibly retiring. And what we're seeing is we've actually amassed a pretty nice sized nest egg. Our investing and saving has paid off. But it's at this moment that questions start to pop in their head, or they start to ask me these questions, because what they're doing is they're going from this accumulation phase of their life to the distribution phase of their life. At this transition, I kind of call it career mode, transition from career mode to retirement mode. A few things are happening that's leading to these questions. The first thing is your financial objectives are changing. When you're in this career mode, your objective is just trying to save enough to retire. That's your objective. When you're in this retirement objective, it changes to, will the money I saved last through my retirement? That's a different objective. The second is your time horizon is changing. When you're in this career mode, you're simply saving until this retirement date. That's your time horizon. Basically saying it's I have, quote unquote, I have until my planned retirement date to save enough money. When you're going to retirement, it changes from, or changes to, I should say, I need this money to last the rest of my life. But I don't know how long that's going to be. So how do I figure that out? And third, lastly here, is your asset allocation kind of comes into question. So when you're in this career mode, it's simply, you know, I need my portfolio to grow. I need it optimized for growth. That's my asset allocation. But when I turn to retirement mode, it's, you know, now I have to decide how much I can safely take from my portfolio to use as income. It's a different variable. So in today's episode, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about an investment and retirement planning concept that can be used to maybe answer these questions. And this is called the bucket approach. And this strategy can be a game changer for how you really think and kind of visualize your retirement savings and income in retirement. So we'll talk about the basics of this approach. I want to, you know, talk about how you build these buckets. And finally, kind of the most important, how you maintain your buckets. So with that being said, let's get into it. All right, so before I get into the how-tos of this bucket approach, I think we need to understand just kind of the basics, the essentials, kind of the what and the why the bucket approach works. At its core, this strategy is about breaking down your investments based on when you'll need them. Let me say that again. It's about breaking down your investments based on when you'll need them. Or if I kind of say that a different way, this method is a retirement planning. It involves segmenting your retirement assets, so your investments, into literally different buckets based on when you anticipate needing them. So pretty much everyone is familiar with, you know, dividing your investments based on risk. Like, I'm conservative or balanced or an aggressive investor, which is basically just a principle of, you know, asset allocation. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket type of thing. The bucket approach simply adds another layer to that. It's just adding timing. Instead of just thinking about, you know, the risk and reward, which is asset allocation, you need to consider when you'll use the money. So that's kind of the basics of the bucket approach. Now, the bucket approach is a method of separating pots of money and earmarking them for different phases of retirement. early retirement adventures or like mid-retirement needs and long-term security. They literally get all their own buckets. And at the end of the day, this approach brings clarity. I think it helps reduce anxiety, and it's going to offer like a high level, like a visual roadmap for retirement income planning, because that's what retirement is. It's about planning your income. So that's kind of the what, you know, the bucket approach is for. But let me just touch on kind of why the bucket approach is important. It really helps protect against a super nerdy principle, what is called the sequence of returns risks. Now, I'm not going to bore you talking about that, and I won't go too in-depth with this topic, but it is the basis for why this bucket approach is important. And maybe I'll cover that in another episode. But a quick explanation of this risk, because like I said, it's important. It says that despite having, let's say you have solid average returns on your portfolio during your retirement, if these bad returns show up early in your retirement, while you're taking money out of your, you know, nest egg, because you're using it for income now, this is the distribution phase of retirement, it can be detrimental to a retirement portfolio. It's just kind of this math equation. That's why I said it's kind of nerdy, but it literally, you know, says that if there's falling assets in your portfolio, bad market returns combined with withdrawals, it doesn't matter, your portfolio will just kind of dwindle down. So that's why this bucket approach works. So let me get into kind of, you know, how we wrap our heads around constructing these buckets. Okay, so the first bucket is, I just call it the short-term bucket. This isn't mind-bending stuff. It's the short-term bucket, and it's kind of the linchpin of this bucket approach, because what it is it's meant to be highly liquid, and it's meant to hold near-term or living expenses for like 2 to 3 years. So this bucket is by no means meant to be a return engine or a growth engine of your investments. The goal of this, you know, another word for a bucket is like a portfolio sleeve, is to just stabilize your principal, not lose money. And what it's meant to do is to, you know, be the source of your income for these 2 to 3 years that's not covered by other income sources. So to figure this out a little bit, to go a step further, how much, like trying to figure out how much do you put into this bucket, like 2 to 3 years of expenses, what you really first have to know is what you're spending or what your budget habits are, like on an annual basis. You then subtract from that amount any, you know, non-portfolio sources of income that you'll need, so like Social Security or pension. And then that amount left over is the starting point for, you know, how much should go into that short-term bucket. And then you just kind of add or times 1 or 2 years. I like to have at least 2, you know, sometimes even 3 these days, 3 years of expenses, income expenses in this short-term bucket. Now, it's interesting to note, like in the last 12 months, or, you know, a year or so ago, I was totally fine with this bucket of money literally making no money. It's crazy to think an investment portfolio making no money, but we're not losing money. You know, you can never kind of no timing of when markets will go up or down. However, now there are, you know, money market mutual funds or short-term bonds, CDs that can actually give us a little bit more attractive yield. As I'm writing this episode here, or speaking on this episode in September of 2023, rates have been pretty, you know, high. So that's given some yield on just short-term assets. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about this as much as the protection of principal, because this bucket will therefore, you know, eliminate the need, kind of the desire to sell in any investments during any market downturns during your retirement. That's its main job. Okay, the second bucket I just call the intermediate bucket. This bucket, what it's going to do, it's going to fund the heart of your retirement. It's going to cover expenses for, I think, of about 7 years. So, you know, some people go from 5 to up to about 10 years, but I think a 7-year expense range is a good time, a good way to think about this bucket, because it's still going to prioritize safety, but it's going to allow for a little bit more risk potential for growth. So if I explain this a little further, some people get lost in that, you know, I'm going to use this bucket in 5 to 7 years, or in 7 years is my example. But that's not the exact way to think about it. The better way to think about it is I'm going to put aside 7 years of my expenses, you know, my income need in this bucket. And this is what the intermediate bucket is. Now, it can be a little bit more invested into some types of investments that can have a little bit more up and down risk potential compared to that short-term need bucket. All right, the last bucket is the long-term growth bucket. This is your growth engine. This is reserved for expenses at least 10 years down the road. It's your essentially your buffer against inflation. And therefore, the allocation is going to be more aggressive. It's going to be your most aggressive bucket. This portion of the portfolio, it's meant to deliver the best long-term performance over time. But the portfolio, it's going to have a lot greater risk than risk potential, I should say, than the short-term and immediate-term buckets. Because the market, nobody can time the market. If they say they can time the market, they're, you should probably question them a little bit more. The market is all about, having time in the market. And the market usually tends to reward people that have time in the market, but rarely do they reward people for timing it well, if that makes sense. So this third bucket, this whole three bucket approach, kind of summing up this third bucket, it's meant to just help prevent any investor from tapping into this growth bucket earlier in their retirement or when there's a slump or downturn in the market. Because that's bad. That's when, paper losses or market downturns on your statements really turn into real losses, is when you literally sell at those downtimes. All right. So let's move on to, I think, kind of the most important part of this bucket approach, and that's the maintenance side of this bucket approach. Because if you're following along with me, you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, we've set up our buckets. That's not rocket science. But how do we keep these buckets filled over time, especially the first short-term bucket that only holds 2 years of retirement income? How do we refill that if I'm past those 2 years? The simple answer is, it depends, right? You can't just use a formula like, let's rebalance every 2 years, because what if the markets are down? Like I was talking about earlier, you never know when markets are going to, go up and down. So you can't just, click a button and say rebalance in 2 years from now, because if the markets are down, like a good example was 2022, both stocks and bonds were down. So if you were to sell anything at that time, for the most part, you would be selling things at a loss, which is exactly what this strategy is trying to prevent. Something that does work is just having a game plan, or kind of like a guideline, I call it, as what you're going to do when things happen. So you can decide, for example, to not refill the buckets after any year the market is down. You're just going to kind of try to wait it out, quote unquote. But if the stock market is up any year when you're reviewing your portfolio, you can, click that button, rebalance, and refill your buckets. I'd stress that this is the most important part of this strategy, because it's just going to simply take ongoing review. Just like any strategy, it's not a set it and forget it one. Setting it up is relatively straightforward. However, keeping it going is going to take regular reviews to, basically make sure that your investments align with your evolving needs and to make sure that the market conditions are reacting appropriately to those. So let's just kind of review here and wrap things up. Now, we dove deep into this bucket approach, and I hope this episode's giving you a little better perspective on how you can start to structure your retirement assets for income. We're trying to answer that question of when people come into my office and say, hey, I amassed this nice nest egg, but now what? How do I live in my retirement? And so what's interesting is I my previous episode, if you've listened, it's called Cracking the Retirement Code, How Much Do You Need to Retire? I discussed three major strategies for retirement. What is called the go-go years, one is called the slow-go years, and the no-go years. So if I connect with that, today's topic, the bucket approach, is simply a strategy or a strategic roadmap that can align with those three stages of retirement. The short-term bucket could support the active go-go years. The intermediate bucket is kind of for the slow-go phase later in life. And the long-term growth bucket is to ensure and kind of safeguard that during that later part of your life, you have investments and money back then too. So by meshing the insights from both these episodes, I think you can better visualize the importance of not just saving a sum for retirement. It's not just a number, but you also have to organize that sum into some thoughtful categories to ensure you don't outlive your money. Whether you're just embarking on your retirement planning journey or reassessing your strategy as you're getting closer to retirement, I encourage you to take that extra step in planning. Use advisors in your corner. Reach out to me if you don't have any, but don't think you have to navigate the financial uncertainties of retirement alone. So that's it for me today. Thanks for listening, and until next time, be well. High Point Capital Group is located at 1200 North Mayfair Road, Suite 300, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53226. Phone number 414-253-4600. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned in other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth. Views expressed here should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned here. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Indexes are unmanaged and investors are not able to invest directly into any index. Sector investing may involve a greater degree of risk than investments with broader diversification. However, there is no guarantee that a diversified portfolio alone will outperform a non-diversified portfolio in any given market environment. No investment strategy, such as asset allocation, can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, information should only be relied upon and coordinated with individual professional advice. Ryan Hitchcock believes the information presented here is accurate and was obtained from sources that are believed to be reliable. However, Ryan does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of any information, and such information may be subject to change without notice from Ryan. Statements expressed by guests on this podcast are the views of those guests only and not of Ryan Hitchcock. Statements contained in this podcast may be statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements that are based on Ryan Hitchcock's or guests' current views and assumptions and involve known and or unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to differ materially from those expressed or implied in such statements.